Welcome back to Inside the Bar, Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. This series on the murders of Elwin Crocker Jr., known as J.R., and his sister, Mary Crocker, will be incredibly challenging to listen to. What happened to these children is horrific. As regular listeners know, I am Christy Barker, a career prosecutor from the Savannah, Georgia area. I spent my career prosecuting serious violent felonies. I worked on the Crocker case as one of the prosecutors. I finally resigned from the Ogeechee Judicial Circuit District Attorney's Office because I could no longer participate in the complete system breakdown I witnessed. I'm not alone. Regular listeners will recognize that this series will not follow the usual format of having guests on to discuss their roles and perceptions of different aspects of cases. Some potential guests have been so beaten down by the mental and physical toll this case created that they simply can't talk about it. Some potential guests are prevented from talking about it by other parts of the system that created this failure. While I understand how various agencies need to trust and support each other in order to function, when it comes to this case, I can stay silent no longer. Listeners, you probably know that the Ogeechee District Attorney's Office ended the prosecution of the family that killed these children with the guilty plea of the children's father to life without parole in April 2026. This choice by the elected District Attorney Robert Busby stole the decision of whether Elwin Crocker would face the death penalty away from the citizens of Effingham County. Before we get started, let's be clear. The taxpayers of Effingham County will be paying to house Elwin Crocker for the rest of his life, whether he is housed in the county jail or not. In later episodes, we will also discuss the fiction that capital litigation has to cost the taxpayers more money. It doesn't. That crippling failure of the system will be addressed as we go along. One final disclaimer. Robert Busby recently died unexpectedly. His death is a tragedy for his family. To be clear, though, this podcast is not simply about Robert Busby's decision in this case. This podcast is about the decades of opportunities the system had to save these children and how these failures set the stage for this final act. Because this criminal case is completed, the record is available as public record. And everything I will be talking about, every beating, every picture, every report with no follow-up, is reviewable in the file of the clerk of the Superior Court of Effingham County. Aside from few exceptions, names will not be changed. Events will not be whitewashed. So get ready. Episode 1 is coming soon.